You are a good kid. You deserve the world. Wow. I wanted to cry. No teacher had ever said anything so nice, so incredibly nice to me. Thank you, I said. You're welcome, he said. Now say it. I can't. And then I did cry. Tears rolled down my cheeks. I felt so weak. I'm sorry, I said. You don't have to be sorry for anything, he said. Well, you better be sorry for hitting me, but you don't have to feel bad about crying. I don't like to cry, I said. Other kids, they beat me up when I cry. Sometimes they make me cry so they can beat me up for crying. I know, he said. And we let it happen. We let them pick on you. Rowdy protects me. I know Rowdy is your best friend, but he's... Mr. P stuttered. He wasn't sure what to say or do. You know that Rowdy's dad hits him, don't you? Yeah, I said. Whenever he came to school with a black eye, Rowdy made sure to give black eyes to two kids picked at random. Rowdy is just going to get meaner and meaner, Mr. P said. I know Rowdy has a temper and stuff, and he doesn't get good grades or anything, but he's been nice to me since we were kids. Since we were babies. I don't even know why he's been nice. I know, Mr. P said. But listen, I want to tell you something else, and you have to promise me you'll never repeat it. Okay, I said. Promise me. Okay, I promise I won't repeat it. Not to anyone, not even your parents. Nobody. Okay, then, he said, and leaned closer to me, because he didn't even want the trees to hear what he was going to say. You have to leave this reservation. I'm going to Spokane with my dad later. No, I mean you have to leave the res forever. What do you mean? You were right to throw that book at me. I deserve to get smashed in the face for what I've done to Indians. Every white person on this res should get smashed in the face. But let me tell you this, all the Indians should get smashed in the face too.